The Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, has warned that the government has the power to close beaches in England if there's a spike in coronavirus cases after huge crowds descended on Bournemouth yesterday on the hottest day of the year. The local council declared a major incident after beaches were overwhelmed by visitors, ignoring appeals to stay away. Well, the news of the last few weeks about vaccines and treatments has definitely picked up. There are trials taking place in different parts of the country, including here in Liverpool. And although we may be some time off finding out if the trials are successful, it's always reassuring to know some of the best in the business are hard at it here in Merseyside. So step forward, Kate Bradfield. She's one of our nurses in the well-travelled clinic at the School of Tropical Medicine, but is currently working as a research nurse on a COVID vaccine trial. You liked that build-up there, didn't you, Kate? I could hear that.
I did, yeah. It's very good. Thank you, Lisa.
So, Kate, what exactly is your normal job?
So my normal job as a travel nurse at the Well Travel Clinic, so we provide advice to travellers, all kinds of travellers, from backpackers, researchers, aid workers, all kinds of people who are travelling, and we give vaccines and anti-malarials as well. So that's what we would normally be doing. We've had a travel clinic at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine since about the 1960s, and the Well Travel Clinic was formed in 2007, and I've not done anything different for the last 3.5 years.
And tell me how it got the name Well Travel Clinic, because it's kind of, like a normal name. It doesn't sound very sciencey.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it doesn't, does it? So I believe, I wasn't there at the time, but I believe a competition was held within the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine when it became when the clinic became a wholly owned subsidiary. It was a competition that was run within the school to name it. Right. So, I mean, some of the suggestions, one of the nurses that works with us, Vida, she suggested travel bugs, but actually it was Well Travel Clinics that came and was the winner. And I think it was the secretary, actually, that did that.
I like it, because like I say, it sounds kind of normal, doesn't it?
It does sound normal,
So more recently, Kate, like so many of your colleagues, you've become a part of the work involving COVID-19. So what are you doing now?
So we've just completed the Oxford vaccine trial, vaccinating, I think Bertie said yesterday, 608 people for that trial. So that's been going on for the last 4 weeks. So just completely different to what I normally, I suppose it is the same in that I'm vaccinating people, but as part of a trial and a research nurse doing a drug that's, not yet kind of on the market and everyone's using it, was completely different. So just getting used to that role, really. We've been working before that in the hospital as well, doing other trials there. So we've all really adapted and adjusted to the situation and got on board with these COVID trials.
Kate, is it really exciting to be working on something like this? There must be a part of you that's like, I could be making a difference.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge privilege, because this, obviously, a vaccine, so a huge supporter of vaccines, and the fact, preventing diseases is huge, and that's why I do what I do in my normal job. So to be able to be in this situation working on a vaccine to stop this awful COVID-19 is just amazing. And the people that we're working with, we're all sort of brought into this. It's not our normal job. We're adapting to a situation where it's all new, and even the participants, they're amazing. So I am really excited. We all are, it's I feel very lucky to be in this position where this could be the vaccine that actually halts this disease,
You mentioned the people who are participating in the trial. Tell me about them. Who are they?
Oh, they're all absolutely amazing. So mostly they're healthcare workers, and every single one that you see will say, this is, I feel like I'm compelled to do this because I want to, this is the only way to stop this disease. So mostly healthcare workers. We have had some teachers and some cabbies. I've had a reverend as well. So lots of different people, but mostly it's our frontline healthcare workers that have stepped up to do this trial. And they're just very committed. They're amazing. They really are. And Liverpool has come forward with a massive heart to support this.
Of course. So how does it work with a trial? I don't have any medical basis. So just bear with me for asking silly questions. So do you give some of the people a vaccine and some of the people a placebo, tell them to live their lives normally and see who does or doesn't contract COVID-19? Is that simplistically how it works?
Well, with this trial, we are giving... each participant does get a vaccine. It's split between the Chadox Oxford vaccine and meningitis ACWY, and it's completely randomised. I don't do the randomising. We have some lovely nurses from the Clinical Research Network that randomise each participant. So whatever happens, they will get a vaccine. And then you have follow-up. So actually our first set of follow-up is going to be this Friday. That will be done with the respiratory research group that's part of Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. They're the group that we're working with. So the first, they do a set of follow-up to have some bloods taken and see what's happening right now after 28 days from vaccination. They'll have some further follow-up at 3 months. They'll have follow-up at 6 months and then 12 months. And that's right. The point that they'll be unblinded from whichever vaccine they've had because they don't know. And at that point, they'll see what they've had. And yeah, hopefully we'll get some good results.
Oh, Kate, we've got our fingers crossed for you. And thank you for everything that you're doing. And please, God, and please whoever, that we can find that vaccine. And good luck to you all. Thank you so much. You take care. Great to have you along.
Thank you, Lisa.
You take care. Bye-bye. Lisa Murray.